Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What is up, friendos, and welcome into the In This League Fantasy Baseball Podcast. It's mock draft time. I have no idea what iteration this is. Bogman, what is this? Six?
6.0. OBP and two catchers. We're doing it tout style.
That's right.
You're doing tout right now.
I am currently in slow draft tout, which is two catchers, always the best. 15 team draft and hold. This isn't really necessarily, we're not doing this as a draft and hold, so I shouldn't say necessary. It's not. So there's a little bit of difference there, but this is, this is OBP like we're doing over there. That's an oddity too, by the way, that some people do is they just want to change average to OBP. I do feel like those people will also be like, I want save holds. I'm really anti-save holds. That's the only thing I really care about. I just don't like it. I think it just muddies the water of what a closer is. And I think it's designed in the, I mean, I play tons of Roto and I like Roto, but I still call Roto crybaby. Like the people that can't live with like crazy outcomes of playoffs have to play Roto. The same thing. I think it's a very Roto crybaby type of thing where it's like, there's only so many saves and well, and so it's like now we add save and hold guys and it's like there's a gajillion of them. And it's like they really serve one purpose. Closers do at the end of the day. It's saves. Like, yes, they can help you on strikeouts and whip and stuff, but they only serve that purpose. So now to open up the field and make like four players per team, I think it's dumb. But I know some people really like it, and that's okay. You don't have to like what I like. Save and hold's the only one that I'm like, I'll play OBP. I'd play two catcher, honestly, before I would do save and hold.
Wow. Okay. I am not with you on that at all. I hate catchers. And I think that second one can really drag you down if you get a bad one. So I'm absolutely not with you on playing.
And see, that's the funny inverse of what we just said there. You're right. The second one could hold you down. So a strategic advantage to take the second closer earlier and have better, where save and holds takes away any strategic advantage. And it just says, now there's a million of them. Just go and take a setup guy.
You have what it does do is it just makes the relievers not worthless, but as close to worthless as a position can be, because all you want to do is take the guys that are pitching well early and getting saves or holds. And there's a whole mess of guys getting holds. So, you know, it just opens up that so you don't have to worry about it, which I kind of like. But two catcher, it makes the draft just a little bit harder. I can't wait till the end and take Shea Langeliers in the last round. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do.
Well, you're not going to get Shea Langeliers in the last round. He's going to go.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I can't do that now. So I don't know what the hell I'm going to do at catcher.
Well, you're going to be looking at a bunch of weird names. You're going to get super excited because you got, you know, Jonah Heim or Patrick Bailey as your second closer. And those are the things that you can do in this format. You obviously catchers are going to get pushed up. So this is going to be more representative of what we see in NFBC, where now it's like, okay, William Contreras in the third or fourth round, that's fine. You know, now five or six closers in the top 75, okay, or catchers make more sense. to do that, and who is going to go high end on catcher and who is going to still dumpster dive? That's a question. And then the other added wrinkle into it is OBP and the OBP changes. In Tout, Gunnar and Jose Ramirez were both available for me at five. So that was a relative change. You usually don't see those guys. I'm sorry, at six. I had the six pick. You don't usually see either one of those guys at six, let alone both of them. You're going to have guys like, you know, Bobby Witt drops a little bit. Julio Rodriguez drops. There's other players that, you know, this isn't points, like points, stolen base guys drop. If you represent and have low OBPs, duh, those are the players that are going to end up dropping off of like high ADPs. And just to give an example, 2024, let me see here. Jose Ramirez had a 335 OBP. Ellie had a 339. That dings them. Corbin Carroll, a 322. That also went with his really bad batting average, though. Julio, a 325. Those are guys that are dragged down when guys like, you know, Yordan Alvarez had an almost 400 OBP. Kyle Tucker had a 400 OBP. Just kind of scrolling through the list. Cattell, Kyle Schwarber is a huge beneficiary in this format as well. He is like, he went in the second round of Tout. He is going to boost up. So that's always a question. They're like, who are the dudes that are going to end up boosting up? And it's low average with high OBP guys get that extra boost. And that's kind of the strategy. I think you put together, before we start this mock draft up, you put together, I believe, some OBP winners and losers.
Yeah. So I just went through and looked, and league average OBP last year was 320. So here are some guys, you know, just names that maybe you don't expect.
League
average is 320, like across the board last season in 2024. Not historically, just last year.
Okay. Yeah, I don't was
like your dead middle.
I guess I don't know how helpful to me that is, when I would be more like, what's the league average of fantasy starters in OBP? Sure. I feel like I would boost that up to probably like 335, you know, like something like that is probably close.
And all the guys I have on this relevant list are well over 335. Okay. So I wasn't digging down the barrel, but Jerks and Profar was 380 last year. Marcell Ozuna, 378. Stephen Kwan was 368, so was Seiya Suzuki. Nathaniel Lowe and Jesse Winker were both at 361. Your boy Jonathan India, 357. Isak, 356. Not bad there.
He's going to boost up.
Seanwell was 343. And then guys that like didn't qualify but still had high OBPs. Xavier Edwards was 397. Our boy Jock Peterson, 393. Carlos Correa, 388. Lamont Wade, 380. And James Wood, 354. So those were the guys that, you know, when you're looking, you may not think, but they had very, very good OBPs last year.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking to like Seiya would be another one who runs like a really solid OBP. Jock is somebody, you know, we're using Yahoo here for the mock draft, and Yahoo is so funny because they have rank and X rank. I always thought in my brain, X rank was supposed to be specific to your category of your league. Can't be the case here, because for example, Jock is like 263 in X rank, but he's 73 in rank. So rank is more representative of your league format. Schwarber, same thing happens, way low in X rank, higher in rank, but Jock is another one of those players that kind of jumps up in category. A lot of those, and there's some negatives. I don't know if you listed off, there's a couple clear negatives in there, but like Jazz is another one of those guys. It was like an under 320. OBP.
Yeah, I mean, there are some bad ones. Jackson Holliday was 255 last year. Jordan Walker was 253. Evan Carter was 272. Bo Bichette was 277. Lou Bob was 278. Adolis was 284.
These are some clear losers for this format, right?
Yeah, here. These are some bad ones. PCA was 286. Tommy Edman was 294. Josh Young was 298. Caminero was only 299. Jake Berger was 301. Goldie was 302. Josh Lowe was 302. Ozzie was 303. Hoskins was the same, 303. And Michael Harris was 304. So those guys are losing some steam in an OBP league for sure.
Yeah. So I think the trick I've always found to OBP is finding the right balance, because sometimes in these type of things, this again, it's just to me, is that like an OBP league sometimes will drive crazy drastic draft changes. And I'm not sure it's so much worth letting a guy like Ellie or Jazz fall really far just because their OBP struggles. And I think people like, you blind yourself to, oh, I was playing an average and then I could forget about average. And then you play an OBP and you're just like, everybody's got to be a great OBP player. And I'd say Tout is actually a pretty good example of that because Jazz went in the third round. Like that was, he didn't really fall, you know, like we're not seeing any egregious fallers, but sometimes that does happen in some of these formats where people get really hyper obsessive about that OBP. And there's a couple guys that can boost it up, you know, and there's some guys that people might forget about here. No extra advantage we did give to pitching. I think another one we didn't mention, you could have done quality starts. That might be a change that someone does in like an OBP format, but we're already giving you two catchers and we're already giving you the OBP. Let me ask you before we get into this and we say who we've got here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Saving money on your next project? Now at Menards. Don't let an outdated garage door define your home. Revamp your home's appearance with a new ideal garage door. Choose from our large in-stock selection or design your own using our free garage door designer. Hurry in and save big money on your next project. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and smoking in this league.
Break it down.
Yeah, OBP, I'll pay attention to, probably not as, I think when we do these, you have in particular, I'll put the emphasis on OBP more than I have. So I'm probably going to treat it close to the same as average. The catchers I'm more concerned about because my strategy has been in every mock that I've done just to wait. And I can't do that here. So I'm going to try to eagle eye it. Probably going to take two catchers too early is what my guess would be. But I'm going to try to thread the needle. It's tough on the end, though. Like I could get hung out to dry because of where I'm picking here.
That's what I was really curious if you were going to do. It's almost like the closer thing that happens sometimes where you're like, well, I want to just make sure I get in on the market early if you're going to try to have an early investment. Because there are some catching, you can play it deep, but you know, when we're doing a 12 man, like 24 catchers have to go here. So if you really want to have, you know, Patrick Bailey as your last one, that's not the worst guy, by the way.
Right.
But you know, if you're down here in the Gary Sanchez or the Kyle Higashioka or, I don't know, Luis Campusano, like, again, it's not the worst thing, but is there advantage to the guy that takes Salvi and then ends up taking Logan Ohapi? Like, yeah, that guy does have some advantage. Maybe not an OBP. Salvi, another one of those players that's, I don't think, a great OBP player. I think I'm going to go one on the catcher and then a later. And then I might be a tiny bit more hyper-focused on OBP, at least bumping up some players to get that OBP higher, similar to average. But everything else is in play, and we'll see how it all shakes out. We will sync this up to Fantasy Pros, of course. So we will have the draft assistant to give grades at the end. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get into this. After this, we'll tell you what we got going here, and we'll tell you who the participants are right here on Mock Draft 6.0.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
I
in this league.
Yeah, I remember that.
Mock Draft 6.0 brought to you by InThisLeague.com, our Patreon, InThisLeague.com. Brand new prospect ranks, brand new dynasty ranks. We've got our redraft ranks as well. Plus, you could take part in these mock drafts with us. We fill from our Patreon. Plus, we like our ranks analysis sheets on there. We do unique sheets. And we have a GroupMe, which is similar to Discord. It's a community. It's a credible community. Access to us and them. And be a part of Mox. Come and check it out today. InThisLeague.com. Sign up. InThisLeague.com. Support your boys. Feed Bogman's cat.
That's right.
Pay my children's medical bills is what it is. When you have kids, it's ridiculous. Buy me some coffee. Dude, I have almost thrown up 4 different times in the last 2 days from just coughs. So you know that type of cough that it's just, yeah. It's so intense. Like,
yeah, I did it a couple days ago. Yeah, I know.
It's crazy. But this mock draft will also get crazy. Let's talk about the participants drafting in the number one spot. Was it a fluky chance?
Random.
Mr. Scott Bogman. Oh, random. Ooh, I play an OBP. Just have the easiest decision on the planet. He's got the number one pick. Though I will say we are playing on Yahoo, so there are 2 Shohei Ohtanis. Not that it really matters. Of course, what a cool idea that was. Number 2 is Cody. We've got Clutch Zach. Chad E is 4. We got Big Nate. We've got Chicks Dig the Long Ball at 6. I don't know who some of these people are. Barry Baker in the house. I am drafting in the 8th spot. My team name Yahoo gave me was Perfect Game the Welsh. All right. We've got Alan's Whackers, RFP Snake's Life, and Tobias. Ladies and gentlemen, let's start this bad boy up. It is mock draft time. Bogman with the first pick, Shohei Ohtani. Any actual decisions?
Nah, it's Shohei. It's easy. You know, I don't get the pitching side, but that's fine. I don't care.
Wow, Bobby Witt goes 2 with Judge going 3. Judge, the clear number 2 in this format. Also, Soto, probably a clear number 3. 2 huge OBP guys. That is the top 4 here. So pretty chalky there, Boggs. Yeah, Jose Ramirez, not chalky.
Not chalky? He's been going 4 in a lot of my drafts. I know.
But OBP, it's OBP.
Maybe he drops a little bit.
Yeah. He drops.
I don't think he
drops. He has a 320 OBP. When Gunnar had last year had a 364 OBP. Like, if a couple more stolen bases, but a 40 point OBP. And that's what I took Gunnar over Jose Ramirez in tout. So that's what I'm saying. Mookie Betts just went 7. I've got Gunnar as a choice here. Let me. Oh, Kyle Tucker is pretty interesting too.
Go away, Baton.
Do I want to do the Tucker build here or the Gunner? I want to do the Gunner build. I like Gunner here. We're going to go Gunner. Tucker's a great pick for, should be Allen's Whackers. What a great name.
Love it.
Hey, that's a pretty girl down there.
Good for her.
Geez, I wonder if she goes out with one of the Yankees.
What are you looking to do coming back?
You're up first, man.
You know what I'm talking about?
No, I got a long time. I know Skeens is buried.
Skeens is buried in this format. 20. I'll take a look at him. By the way, Tucker was the right pick. Then Corbin and then Tatis. So not a lot of, there's Jordan Alvarez. I was about to say, there wasn't a ton of push on OBP here, but Toby just went Alvarez and Harper, which is sick.
Where does Contreras go? Where William did he Contreras? Go out?
He went in the 3rd round. I actually thought about taking him in the 3rd round, and I'm kind of bummed I didn't take him. Julio Rodriguez at 14. I'm 2 picks away here. Oh, there goes Skeens. Damn it.
15 RFP. You know who does it.
Yep. I don't want to get me. All right. Freddie Freeman is a boost to OBP. Lindor, but I see I took a shortstop. See now, Lindor just went. I don't have to make a decision because Vlad is there. 396 OBP contract year where he's going to go get $600 billion. So we're going to easily take Vladdy and Gunner to start this. Absolutely love it. So you kind of sounded like maybe you're considering William Contreras on the wheel. Is that a no?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
Nah, I'm not gonna do that. Like, I appreciate that you have to have the catchers sooner, but there's just
what about this? What about Ronald Acuna? Are you tempted? Even though all the negativity, this has been you did this before on the one. You took Acuna.
Yeah. No, I'm not doing that again. I can't do my you know me. I'm not changing that much for OBP. I want Cattell.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
You are too easy.
Yeah, it's a good pick. Jaren Duran just went 20. Tarik Skubal 19.
Can't imagine Chirio falls, but
not that. Well, there he goes. I was about to say he's not like a OBP monster or anything like that. But there goes Wheeler.
Wheeler.
All right. Oh my
you
god,
bitch!
You just Cody, got effed in the A.
Son of a bitch.
Oh! In the face! In the face!
No! Struggling.
All right.
There's Ronald Acuna staring at you.
No, I'm not doing it. One of them. Ugh. I'll draft Trey Turner. I think
you got good there, buddy.
I did. And then I want a pitcher because I'm on the end and I don't know what it's going to look like coming back. So, I believe.
Depends who you are. ECR is Logan Gilbert at 4. That's not me, but.
Nah, I'm Chris Sale at 4. So I'm going to take
Sale. All right, there you go. Rafael Devers goes 26. I probably will snap up Acuna at this point if he comes back. I don't think he will.
There he goes.
He won't. Dumb, stupid idiot. He went. I'm always looking at Crochet. This also is a head-to-head format, so DeGrom is kind of interesting. As mentioned on PitchCon on a panel that I was on, Pollock had come on and said, hey, listen, DeGrom's a top 5 pitcher in a head-to-head format. So,
yeah, and he's 36 in the rankings here. Remember, super high.
Oh, Merrill just went. I was curious if maybe Merrill would come back to me. Yeah, no, it's not a good OBP at all. I was just curious if that would happen. I might sacrifice some OBP for a guy like Jazz. There goes Riley. I'm one pick away. Machado is out. I got some interesting
decisions.
Yeah,
at some point
here.
When you switch.
Oh, people... bitch. Ooh. Barry Baker just took Crochet in front of me.
Gotcha, bitch.
Oh, you know what? No.
Barry's like the nicest guy in the world.
He's the nicest human being. Everybody screwed up. Kyle Schwarber is the pick of picks here in OBP. 350 with 40 homers. Y'all don't do that. Y'all don't let me do that. All right. All right, so Kyle Schwarber, and I might still skip pitching it. Well, there goes Jazz. Never mind.
I mean, where's Jazz? No one's taking DeGrom? Come on, somebody do it.
You know, DeGrom is ECR is like down at like 9 or something. Like, remember, we talked about all the other sites. This is the only site that DeGrom is super high on. But look at this too. There goes Machado. His rank, X rank, is 36, as we mentioned. In this format, his rank is 30th. His ADP is 48. He's just all over the board. There goes Logan Gilbert and Altuve. Wow. And now we are into the fourth round. Corey Seager's a great pick.
I just want to pout now.
Dude, Toby's having a great draft so far. He's going to grade very high. Super high. Corbin Burns.
The most high.
No one's higher. I've said, is there other higher? There's none. I can't do that.
I walked in. I said, look at how high this guy is.
I can't do it. Corbin Burns, 38. Who snakes alive? Is that...
Might be Clint.
Clint. That's what I was trying to say. Manuel Classe. Let's see here.
I think that is Clint.
Jakob DeGrom is there.
I don't want any of these losers.
I mean, we are in a two-catcher format. I think I might snap up William Contreras.
Not bad. Gonna happen sooner or later.
I could take DeGrom, though. DeGrom would be fun, but we're going to go with William Contreras. We're going to get the number one catcher in a two-catcher format.
And yeah, I was kind of hoping he's going to keep slipping, but there he goes.
I'm a lot Adley of offense. Next.
Oh, here it comes.
Yep, here it comes, baby. Let's roll it down because I need stolen bases later, too. So here are the viable catchers in this. Salvi, Cal, Wilson Contreras, Ramuto, and Will Smith. And Yannier, there are six catchers that really could go in the next 50 picks that are justified. There goes Jakob. Jakob at 44. Ozzie went 43.
I mean, could I get Alonso here?
Blake Snell just went. Well, yeah, you're two picks away.
Who I want. I don't want anybody else. That's a problem.
There's not a lot of great players available.
No, I hate this area.
Yeah, sure.
God damn it.
So you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Oh, I don't want anybody left.
A polar bear. And then pull right in.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in this league.
I love you.
Ready to party!
You could do the closer thing. You would dominate closers. I know you like to do that sometimes.
I might take one, but I'm not doing it.
Well, screw it. Don't do it.
Thanks.
Well,
thanks,
I care.
Yeah, appreciate
it. I found Bud.
Suck. oh, man.
You got 1 second.
Oh, that was the one guy in my queue, so that's fine.
You're a bitch.
James Wood.
Did you know you had 1 second?
No, I didn't, but it's fine. And then I know he's bad OBP, but he's still a really good player. I'm going to take Michael Harris here. So
stolen base. I think that's a good, that's one of those guys where it's like, you know, he loses value from what his batting average does to his OBP, but it's still like a 20-20 potential. Like I don't have stolen bases. So it's something I have to pay attention to. Like Abrams is staring at me. One of the worst OBPs. I will probably chase stolen bases later in this because there's just, you know, I'm really, Brent Rooker was going to be my pick.
Disappointed.
It was Garrett Cole.
Not anymore.
I need pitching, but there's way too good a hitting. I would also say White Langford's still out here.
Yeah, he's Wyatt. Big in the X rank too.
Michael King.
Yeah, there's I don't know.
Well, here's what's funny. The X rank is lower at 67, but the actual rank, he is like the sixth player on the board available
for Langford.
For Langford. So again, the X rank is their overall rank. Rank, I think, adjusts to the format that you're playing in. There goes Josh Hader, George Kirby. I am up, and I am going to take Wyatt Langford in a five outfielder here. Bam.
Thank
I have
first.
No pitching. No, second outfielder.
What's your roster right now?
William Contreras, Vlad, Gunner, Schwarber, and Langford.
Schwarber, too.
Okay. Incredible roster.
And nobody even understands it but me.
How great is it? How great is it, Mr. President?
It's great. the best.
It's the best.
I don't say everybody else says it's the best.
I don't say it. They all say it.
I wish I could do, you know what the problem is? I wish I could do an impression so good that wasn't the one that I can do. And it's Meatwad from Aqua Teen Hunger Force. That's not the impression that
he's
I'm
not
like,
running for president.
No. Yeah, well, it's not like everyday application. Someone's just like, you know, hey, how's that job going? Well, boy, gotta get to it. Like, that's not, it does, the application isn't super great. Oh, man.
I think you apply it properly.
Yeah, I mean, I find the spots. Oh, Jesus, dude. Three straight closers. We had Devin Williams,
Edwin Diaz, and
Mason Miller. So that was a lot of what I was looking at. Framber Valdez just went. All right. So I'm a little struggle bussy right now.
He's on the bus. It's struggling.
Yep.
He needs some milk.
Man, there's not like sneaky options right now. I think I might just build up this offense. We're going to do this. It qualifies it outfield here too, which is silly. I'm gonna go Marcelo Ozuna. Yeah, I just have OBP, power, RBI. I'll get some cheap stolen bases later. I have zero pitchers though, so we're gonna play in that pool here in a little bit. What are the catchers for you? When are you gonna pull that trigger?
The guy with one catcher. Why aren't you getting on the trail with the catcher? Who else has a catcher?
Adley. Oh, actually, only Adley went. So far, people are letting him fall. Dude, I mean, I'll take an advantage. There goes Andres Munoz.
I want Christian Walker real bad. That's who I want. Never going to happen.
If I didn't have Vladdy, I probably would have pushed for it. Though in Yahoo, Vladdy does qualify at third, so I could have done that.
I think he's third on the screen here. There it goes. Simeon was probably my backup.
Royce and Marcus Simeon. You're three picks away. What is it you want?
Who? I want Christian Walker here. The second pick, I'm not real sure. I may go another pitcher. We said the good closers went, right? There was a run.
Yeah. Max Muncy gets pushed. He gets pushed up. He gets massively pushed up. 350 OBP with 30 homers.
All right, you can have him.
Well, I mean, he's a batting average albatross, but he is much better. I don't know if he's top 75, but he's close.
Yeah, I mean, to each their own.
Oh, you know. Dude, Cody.
Are you fucking kidding me, Cody?
Don't want to sound like a dick or nothing, but it says on your chart that you're fucked up.
Yo, Cody.
What is your goddamn problem, bro?
He hates you. He hates you.
He hates this man.
He hates these cans!
He's not your bud.
I need thump because I got a lot of speed. So I'm going to take Santander at, 72?
Bad OBP, but great homers.
Yeah, I need the power. And, I mean, I'm just going to, I'll take Wilson Contreras because he's going to play every single day, catcher. And you have to have him. So I think I'm doing a little Jack Reacher here on the catcher, but maybe that'll start the run.
The difference, though, is you got a high OBP catcher. He had a 380 OBP last year. You passed up Salvi and Cal Raleigh both didn't have great OBPs. Cal specifically was only 312. So
Lubob was bad last year too. I think he was under 300.
So. Lubob just went. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know,
like what he's you get always, Cody for taking my guy.
He was extra bad last year, but he is always bad. So he is one of those guys where you're eating a bad OBP.
You would say he's super bad.
That's what I would say. That's what I always say. I've always said that. There goes Alex Bregman, a very good OBP choice here. So I definitely am going to be swimming in a lesser pitching pool. They're still good pitchers, no doubt, but I'm not going to have like elites.
Taking that shirt off when you swim?
Yeah.
Not me.
Lizards under that. Oh, Dolish just went, hate that pick more than anything. We just talked about what a albatrossy
But he just said he's going to hit 50 homers today.
Did you see the size of his fucking head?
It is enormous. Oh,
he looks like a supervillain. He looked like Megamind.
Look at the size of that boy's head. Shh. I'm not kidding. It's like an orange on a toothpick.
Shh, you got to give the boy a complex.
Well, that's a huge noggin. It's a virtual planetoid. Shh. Has its own weather system.
Great that I've ever seen. He looks like the villain in New World Order for Captain America. Like, it's crazy what he looks like.
What a terrible movie.
I didn't see it yet, so don't say anything.
You don't.
Yeah. Well, I have to. It's Marvel. But... All right. I'm going to take Shota, first pitcher off the board, round seven.
Shota was the guy I was considering versus Contreras.
Oh, okay. Yeah, thank you.
So good pick.
There goes Lawrence Butler, 81, not the best OBP. I legit have not gotten the size of Adolis's head out of my
head. How could you?
Yeah.
What's honestly, he looked like, you know, when they dig up those fake skeletons, those fake aliens. And the head, like
100%,
almost cone shaped.
It legit,
he's got a little bit of that going on.
It looks like those videos that those accounts, you know, that are like Flat Earth Society 94, they'll share and they'll just be like, you know, they'll be like, yeah, aliens are real. And it'll show a video and it's just like, obviously, like paper mache over like a classroom skeleton. It looks so embarrassing. It has to be a camera angle that was wrong. I was just at the Rangers the other day. I mean, he had a hat on, so I guess I didn't notice it, but I didn't know that he had turned into Megamind. Like, that picture, it's one of the wildest pictures I've ever seen. Oh, Schwellenbach just went. God damn
it. Yeah, Schwellenbach I had queued up as well. Don't like all it. Right.
No, don't love it. There goes Helsley. So catcher or closer? God, catcher and closer is like, this is a battle for me. I say the other all the time.
You did it once earlier and I didn't say anything. I was like, hey,
trying to fix it. We're going to go Glass now because I love him. Can't quit him.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to take care of yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps. Ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
Calm.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In this league.
Talk about www.com, you made you go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
Yeah.
Going for some upside here. I'm going for some upside. I think there's lots of pitchers I can get innings from later, but when Glasnow's out there, I'm going to get elite. Maybe it's a little bit more risky. I am higher on Glasnow than most, but I don't know. Luis Castillo's fine. I like him more than Bailey Ober. There's just a bunch of similar-ish names. So, meh. Brenton Doyle just went.
I have Luis Castillo would be next on my list here.
He was who I was deciding. I felt Castillo might have been safer with some innings, but I think I'm going to get some innings, guys. And yeah, he just went to Big Nate at 92. Will Smith to Chad E at 93, followed by Matt McClain. So we still only have four catchers off the board.
Yeah,
Mike, I mean, boys, I'm going to take advantage of that. Like, I will take, I will snap up a second closer. Felix Bautista for you?
I was thinking about it, but I thought that said Freddie. So Freddie is who I wanted. I got him. And then I'm going to go with, do I want a closer or do I want another starter? Give me Tanner Scott.
That's a pretty good pick. All right.
Not bad. 97. So far it's Contreras at catcher, Trey Turner, James Wood, Michael Harris, Anthony Santander, Shohei at util with Chris Sale, Freddie Peralta, and Tanner Scott.
Gallen just went at 98. So we are just about outside the top 100. Standings currently, Bogman, you'd like this. You and I are 1-2. We are tied for 1-2 as far as Yahoo standings go. And we just got supplanted by Zach, but that happens as we go.
So. Don't think I'm going to, you know, put too much stock in Yahoo.
Sure. Rankings. Yeah, just I also wouldn't, but I'm just mentioning it. There goes Cal Rally, Tanner Bibby, Bibby, of course. And I am two picks away. Okay. Mark Vientos and Johan Duran just got snapped the hell up.
Damn.
Yep. All right. So I know a couple of things
God
I want to do
damn,
here.
Third base sucks.
I'm going to do this because I'm a psycho, but he's a great OBP play. Mike Trout. I know. I took him outside the top 100, though.
No, you waited. You waited.
It's OBP, too.
Casas just went. God bless. OBP. I don't have first or third.
Damn, I wanted Salvi to come back. I was going to take Salvi if he got back.
Yeah, that's a good value right there.
You know,
Bailey Ober, there he goes. Bailey Oberstan, our favorite country.
We're definitely in a lower OBP catcher territory right now. I don't know. All right. I need to probably focus. I need to get focused on pitching a little bit
more.
Let's get
focused. Let's focus up, guy.
Let's see. Also, as Toby takes Grayson Rodriguez. Let's see. Second base is still okay. He took Max Fried. Shortstop. I need the third base. Third base is... It's fine. There goes Bryce Miller. So. Closers are not great. That's a bigger problem. They're getting a little pooey. There's Randy Rosarena. I also have not done a good job on stolen bases. We'll see how this works here. All right, Welsh, let's get focused.
Focus up, Welshy.
What do we want to do? I keep being like, I'm going to take a pitcher. And then I look at the...
What really good OBP player do you want? That's not good.
But then what's the OBP player that's not good at other stop? Name me the player.
Relax.
Out him, bud.
Take it easy, guy. You're fine.
You're on Third Street. All right, we're going to go cheaper on that. We are going to pick up Sonny Gray. Sonny, one so true. I love you. Because
Sonny.
Glasnow is missing some innings. I'm going for some higher projected innings with a risk. I'm also going to have to do the same thing with Trout. I feel like I did a pretty good job of not taking on injuries in other places with Trout, but I'm going to have a little bit of outfield backup and some starting pitcher backup to take that risk. But 12 team, I think I can do it. Ian Happ, Spencer Steer just went.
Yeah, Happ I've had in my queue forever. So a little disappointed there. But Hunter Brown has been at the top of my queue since the last time I picked. So
very good pick. I kind of thought about
Chuck
him.
Cody will take him one goddamn pick in front of me again. So
I mean, almost a guarantee. There goes Jason Dominguez.
Now we're all quiet watching it.
No, I had to cough my brains out.
Oh, okay. That Robert Swart, here it is. Mm-hmm. Hunter Brown to Cody. Come on, Cody. Be a guy.
Come on. He's going to do it. I have faith.
Riley Green was second in my queue.
Was it really?
Yeah.
We should just actually we can see your queue.
Oh, that's right. You can. I forgot.
Yeah.
But they can't see it live. So Hunter Brown.
No, I'm just saying I was about to say, that'd be cool if we could see your cue. Like, oh, no, we can. I'm not looking at your cue, but.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just going to go ahead and take you on here. I have the OBP with Wilson.
So. I really like that pick. I was going to consider he just really shouldn't be here. So Christian,
I don't
Yelich.
Have first or third, but I have two catchers. So great.
Xavier Edwards just went. Man,
Edwards high OBP 397 last year.
Honestly, would have probably not been a bad choice for me because I'm not on the stolen base market. There's Joe Ryan, Reynaldo Lopez went high. Weren't you beating the drum of Reynaldo?
Yeah, I like Reynaldo.
Yeah. That's how you said that. Roki Sasaki just
I said, yeah, like normal. I didn't.
No. Yeah, it was a little like, it was like,
turn into goddamn Elmo.
A little what bit.
What'd I do? I rose Reynaldo.
You brought me love.
Oh, man. You do that one pretty well.
Amber's drawings might be. You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here. Where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
Amber's drawings might be.
You have to promise not to freak out. You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures. Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
That was a little too good. That was a problem.
I don't think I can get up that high with this hack that I have.
Why are those the things that I can do? These weird, creepy voices.
You're a creepy guy.
Not something. Hey, buddy. Hey there. I'm not really proud of that.
Oh, man, I'm dying.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, Buckaroo. All night.
I mean, if I am going, just get it over. You know what I mean?
What, just to die?
Yeah, I mean, if it's going to happen. Oh, I want to limp away from this.
We're going to do this. I just talked about him. We're going to take Shane McClanahan.
Shane. I had him in my queue, finally.
There's a lot of pitchers I liked in that range, and I don't know. There goes Justin Steele was one of them.
Justin Steele.
I think I need to tap a closer, though.
Charlie Manson.
Bo Bichette. I'm looking at... probably Ryan Pressly or Kenley Jansen. Oh, Kwan was the other. I almost took Kwan too.
Kwan's a good pick.
He's just a good OBP guy. I got four outfielders though. I don't have a third baseman though. It's not good.
Not good.
Not great, Bob.
Not great. Not the worst. Not great. I also don't have a second baseman. Also not great. There goes Brian. Woo.
I also don't have, first. Third and second. This team's gonna suck. I hate
suggestion.
It.
Get a first, get those. A third, and a second.
Thanks, pal.
You're in the nearest future. That's what I do.
Just
always tried to be there for you. Yeah. You know, the footsteps in the sand where you walk, I'm right there.
Yep. They're bigger.
Girl Bachman.
I hate that.
Oh, Goldschmidt and Dylan Cruz, just like right out of my queue.
And you're up.
Thank you very much. I am. Well, oh, you know what? This is not. I'm gonna pivot. I am gonna pivot. Yes, I am. This was not in the plan, but I definitely need to pay attention to some stolen bases as well. Hurts me in OBP a tiny bit, but we're gonna go with Luis Garcia. I need a second baseman too.
I had just queued him up because I don't have a second, but I Trevor McGill is who I want here. Pretty bad.
I pretty had him in my queue too. There goes Spencer Strider. Ezekiel Tovar went before that. So we're around, what was it, 140. We're at pick 140. And we'll see how this bad boy goes. Didn't mention no closer or starting pitcher, just pitching spots. So you technically could punt closer if you wanted in this format.
What positions do you need? I saw first, second, third, CIMI, two outfield spots. And then
third base is like the actual need and closers. I got to tell you though, I just think these guys are not paying attention. There's no reason these catchers should be here in a two catcher format. Like I do think this is kind of a fallacy. Like every team should have at least one catcher right now. Maybe this is it. Or maybe some people play in formats like this. It's just, I think every team should have at least one catcher by the time you get to 150. And I think some teams would already have two. Like, I don't think in the 150s, Romuto and Langoliers and Ohapi and all those guys should be here. And I'm probably going to rectify it. I'm going to have it. There goes Romuto. I just think that's something people are screwing up a little bit here. There goes Trevor McGill.
Yeah, I'm going to take Isak as well. High OBP, third bases. Garbage right now.
Damn, that's I was hoping he was going to make it back to me. There's not a good OBP-ish guy at third base now. There goes Brandon Nimmo. It's a good OBP pick. Yeah, I will be. I do have flexibility with Vladdy, so I could go and take a first baseman. There's also not a lot of great ones there. Nate Lowe is actually a nice boost.
Yeah,
for projected.
Oh, he was good last year. We mentioned him before.
Yeah, there goes Sandy Alcantara and Robbie Ray.
Tolia doesn't crush you. I know you like him late.
I do. Like
Shanwell still there late, looking for
where
first.
Is Tolly?
He's way down. He's like 195.
Yeah, there
or
he
something.
Is. 311 from last year. All right, I am three picks away. I have three closers in my queue. So I could get one of those closers.
Terrain. Bryce Terang.
And the catchers, though. I mean, Langoliers is just such a OBP albatross. I don't think I would do it. There goes Pete Crow. There goes, Jared Jones.
Oh, boy.
Be still my heart. All right. Let's look at... Yahoo is projecting Kirby Yates for 33 stolen bases. The f*** there.
Who?
Six. I'm going to go
for 33?
Kirby Yates.
Kirby for 33 stolen bases?
No, saves.
Okay.
Did I say stolen bases? I'm like...
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Amber's drawings might be.
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.